Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified. It's season three, baby. Welcome back to another season of Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast. I'm your host, Liv Chapman, and this is just a little sprinkle, a little introduction to what we're going to be talking about all of season three. So the past year, or this year so far, I should say, has been filled with so many amazing changes and so much growth inside of IGC Coaching School or Inner Glow Circle. And we are going to be sharing not only some of what's been going on in the background or as the company grows, but we're also going to be talking about what it takes to really grow your company. I know we've done this in season one through a lot of examples. In season two, we brought in a lot of different entrepreneurs to talk about their experience and the resilience and the mindset that it takes to grow a company. And season three is just going to take it to the next level. We're going to talk a lot about direct aligned action. So most of these episodes are going to actually give you takeaways, things to do now to grow as a coach and to grow as a business person. So we have amazing interviews with our new director of sales, Samantha Sinnett. She's going to be talking about different coaching business models and how to make money. We're going to be talking about how to stay in integrity with what you're selling. We're also going to get an interview with one of the coaches that I hired this year. So I have been growing a lot in my leadership as the CEO of IGC Coaching School and trying to keep up with the trends and what's going on in the world, and also realizing that I actually needed a lot of support. I needed someone to come in and work with me on my leadership skills, my direct communication, and ultimately scaling to new levels, both personally and professionally. So we're going to have a great interview with her, and that will probably be a pretty vulnerable episode because you will get to see some of the actions that I took personally and professionally to be able to, you know, continue to grow. And we talk a lot about resilience and what it takes. And I'm going to give you kind of the inside scoop on what that looked like for me this year. And you might notice that Katie is not with me in this intro episode, but she's still here. She's going to be doing a few interviews this season. She's going to be on a few episodes with me this season. And we are going to continue to deliver you the most valuable content possible. If you are a coach, if you're considering becoming a coach, or if you are attempting, I don't want to say attempting, or if you are growing, see, that's a language shift. We need to do those sometimes. If you are growing your business. So here's one thing. When I kind of got into the office the first day of this year, and it had been some hard years. There had been some hard years globally. Like, we have lived through a pandemic. We are living through a recession, and I decided that we would have no more hard years. And that was just one of those moments. Like, I remember having that moment back in 2016 when I said, Katie, like, IGC is going to be the best coach training company in the world. And I just woke up and I was so sure of it. And when I got into the office the first day of this new year, it was that same feeling that we will not be having any more hard years. And we started implementing a lot of exciting and amazing things inside of IGC. We've launched new courses. We have new offers for our members exclusively, many of which are aimed towards marketing and sales and growth overall. And of course, confidence, which we know is key to everything. But one of the biggest learnings that I also had earlier this year was, as an individual human, I cannot impact a global recession. There's not much that I can do about the cost of housing soaring. There's nothing I can really do about interest rates being insane. But as an individual, I can have a significant impact on the money that I bring into my home and the money that I support other women in making. And in having that realization, we have made a lot of updates to how we work with our students, the offers that we have for them, and also the content that is going to be in this season. A lot of it, like I mentioned, is going to be direct action. This is less about just hearing an inspiring story and more about hearing the information that you need in order to take the next step. There is nothing moving to me or inspiring to me about knowing that we are living through another recession. I feel at effect versus at cause. I feel ick. I don't know how else to say it. And I definitely, hearing that over and over again, don't feel powerful. But I sat through a conference earlier this year, and the woman on the stage said that there is nothing more valuable than recognizing your personal earning power. And I want you to take that, hopefully take it as seriously as I took it, because that shift for me was not, it's not a selfish shift. It's taking things that may seem out of your control and giving you more ownership of them. And we are going to contribute to you taking ownership of your personal earning power by truly dedicating this season to giving you actionable advice. We're also going to give you access to some coaching, so you'll actually be able to hear more of what coaching sounds like, what great coaching looks like, and probably even hear, you know, some of yourself in the requests that are presented by the clients on these sessions. So we're up-leveling from inspiration, and we're really getting to action this season. My entire life has come from taking direct action. Everything that I have created has come from taking so much action that probably 60% of it, I'm ballparking it here, has been action that has resulted in failure. But it's that other chunk, it's that other percent that has always moved the needle forward. So if you're new here and you don't know the real story, I was a public school teacher in DC public schools for years. One day I happened to go to a baseball game where I sit next to this girl who's asking me about my job. And I'm telling her, you know, I'm really burnt out. I'm working in the public schools and there's all this standardized testing and restrictions. And she says, I tell her all the work that I'm doing with my kids. I said, well, I've just kind of started working with them on confidence and self-esteem. And we do meditation. And, you know, I was like, I don't know what else to do. And she said, it sounds like you're coaching them. And I'm like, out of context, I'm sitting at a baseball game when I meet this woman. So I'm like, no, like we're not doing sports. We're still not doing sports over here. Well, my kids are, but obviously I'm not. And I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, well, I'm in this coach training program. She goes, you have to meet my friend, Katie. She's one of my classmates. You kind of remind me of her. I think she'd be able to help you figure out what to do. And I'm like, what, like a therapist? Like, what do you even mean? And she's like, no, she's like a life coach. And in my mind, I'm thinking, who has a life coach? What does that even mean? Long story longer, I end up taking a call with Katie. And in that call, my entire life changed. In that call, it was the first time someone actually asked me, you know what, Olivia, what do you want? What do you want to be doing? And I said, I want to be teaching. I want to be inspiring. I want to be teaching the things that really matter. And I want to make a difference, but I can't do it here. I couldn't do it in the public school system anymore. And that was a hard truth for me to accept because I had spent a lot of money on my education. I don't come from money. I took it all out in student loans. Someone had said, oh, you'd make a great principal. So then I went and got my master's to be able to do that. So more student loans. And I immediately exempt myself from the possibility of coaching, to be honest with you. I was like, no, there's no way I'd be able to do that. I got to stick with what I've already invested in. And I ended up hiring Katie as a coach. I took out a credit card. I paid her month to month for the sessions. And it was the most rapid growth as a human that I had experienced in my entire life. Within a few months, I had left a relationship that truly should never have been a relationship at all. I guess back then, I don't think we had the word situationship, but I would probably categorize it as that. I broke up with him. I called my principal and I said, listen, I'll finish out the school year, but I'm done. Right around that time, I had also found out that by some miracle, my students had done really well on their standardized tests and they were awarding me with a $25,000 bonus. And that was the most amount of money I'd ever even heard of that someone could receive. And I had to turn that down. I had to turn that down because I didn't believe in the program and because I didn't want to ever go back there. And I remember thinking so many times that I was making the worst decision of my life. I remember thinking so many times that what if I fail? What if I fail? And what I didn't know back then was that I was going to fail a million more times, but I was going to get back up a million and one more times. And I had left my teaching job and started my coaching business. I went through a different coach training program, of course, because IGC did not exist then. I hired coaches to help me with my marketing and my business and my sales. And I left the job and immediately started taking action in my business. 3 months later, pregnant, whoops. And then things got real, kicked into gear. So I know I'm just making this story quite a bit longer than it needs to be, but what I never failed to do this entire almost 10 years of being in business was to quit. And I know I've mentioned failing a million times, but the reality is the only way to truly fail is to quit. And there is always, always something that you can do to improve your financial situation, to grow your business. It's just a matter of figuring out what isn't working and choosing to take action on it immediately. It was within a couple hours that I received that bonus and turned it down and decided to officially quit the job. It was in a few moments that I decided that I'm going to keep this baby and this business and make it happen. And that is the energy that you need. And I hope you are inspired to I'm giving you the energy transfer. That's what I'm doing. I hope you are inspired to receive it. Because we have seen success stories of women going from homeless to six figures. We have seen success stories of women who have left teaching jobs just like me, left nursing careers, left other things. We have also seen women who have decided to build coaching businesses alongside of their current job. We've seen women have babies and be able to stay home with them and run a coaching business on the side. Anything is possible, but you must first recognize that you have the power to create it. You are not exempt from your desires, no matter what your circumstances were before or now. Now, fast forward a little bit. Katie and I have been working together for, 10 years altogether, but it's 8.5, 9 inside of IGC. I started as a trainer and a curriculum developer. That's how I was originally brought on, then a coach. I grew into the director of training, a co-founder, the COO, and now the CEO. And I can promise you that the only thing, I'm not more motivated than you. I don't want to do stuff a lot of days. I'm not more inspired than you. But I may be more disciplined in my own purpose. I know people hate that word. We have a whole episode on how much people hate the word discipline, but discipline is just a derivative of disciple. And I'm a disciple to my purpose. And I invite you to do the same and find that discipline within. And that discipline, that commitment to take the action needed to improve your situation is not something that any class or any person outside of yourself can choose to do. I hate this saying, but you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink kind of thing. So all of that to say, this whole season, we're going to lead you to the water. We're going to give you the actions, but you have to become a disciple to your purpose. You have to become so committed to it that you do the action. You do it even if you don't think it's going to work. You do it even if it doesn't work. You do it again. And you promise yourself that you are going to follow through and you are going to create the thing you wish existed. And that's the same theme. And that is the theme of season 3. Stay tuned for our first full episode coming right up after this. And if you need to reach us, you can always go to innerglowcircle.com/call or check the show notes for some free resources. See you soon.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next six figures as a certified coach.